Not that I don't remember, but maybe Purim you might remember. I had a student she was sick for at least 12 years and she passed away this morning. Hanalea Wise, she used to come to the house on Purim, Ayla might remember. She was, I lost touch with her the last year, but I assume that's because she was very, very ill. So you should learn today, it should be also an Eloy for her neshama. Levi is this afternoon. The topic at hand is an important topic that's to many of us. It really, really struck me as a question that wasn't really sure. I knew the halacha because the Olam has asked me about this question many, many times. But whenever I researched it in the past, it was always that, Einachanami, why is it a problem? And that is this shaila about touching pets on Shabbos. Are pets muksa or not? Can you play with them? Can you touch them? So the more it becomes popular in the world, many, many of the students are asking me about it, and therefore it's a topic that needed a little bit more time on my part to try to see if there's a reason, if we understand the reason, maybe we can be a little bit makel or try to let the people are telling me that everyone's doing it. They all are playing with the pets. But if it's a problem, it's a problem. So where's the heter? And why is it a problem? What's the problem? Why should it be a problem? Why can't you play with an animal on Shabbos or muksa? Why is it muksa? So we'll go through the sugya, and then we'll see if, not today, but we'll see a lot of we had Wednesday night became a major discussion about having pets. And they were discussing it, and they wanted to discuss that too. So we'll talk about that. We'll see.
Having pets will be allowed to not discuss.
Yeah. Well, I didn't give a shir on that, but that's what they were arguing about. They were fighting about it. It got a heated argument.
Like the shir making me in trouble.
What?
Like the shir making me in trouble at some point.
No. Well, no. It's not going to get any worse than I told you already before.
Now everybody gets to hear it.
So let's try to understand a little bit the first the halachas of muksa, and then try to understand why animals seem to be different than all other types of muksa. So regarding touching, let's start with that, because if you just want to touch it and you're not going to move the animal, clearly that seems not to be a problem. Let's read the mechaber. Number one, davar shu muksa mutar ligaboy. Even if it's muksa, you can touch it. Uvilvad. You shouldn't shake it and move it. I feel mitzasa even a little bit. And then in the parentheses, ukvar nizbar. And I already explained this in Siv Gimel. The Taz says, what does this mean, ukvar nizbar? Mishum tzar balachayim mutter. You are allowed to move animals for tzar balachayim, which we're going to momentarily see what does that mean. But we first halacha is like this. If you want to touch something without moving it, very slight touch of hand, so then you're allowed to. As long as you don't move it at all. So you can't even move part of it. If you're moving the tail of the animal, that would be a problem. If you're going to push in the animal, the flesh of the animal, that would be a problem. But just to touch it seems not to be a problem.
You touch it and therefore it moves.
So then it's a problem. Right, that's a problem. So now you cause it to move, then you're moving it.
Right now there's a distinction between if it's your animal or not.
No, we'll see. It's not going to make a difference. So let us then. So we see that's the first halacha we need to know. Being that the Taz brought in about tzar balachayim, for those that do have animals, so now this will make a difference where there's a situation tzar balachayim. What are you allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do? And the reason why I'm going to start with it's a little backwards in thinking, but we have to start where we find halachas written straight out, and then we could work backwards and try to see why it goes from tzar balachayim to muksa itself. From the tzar balachayim, we get to see what the halacha should be by muksa. Says the mechaber number three like this: Behema shenafla masamayim. You have an animal fell into a canal of water. Im amayim amukim. If the water is very deep, humimnei kachin yachal lefanasam bimkayimam. And because of that, where they are, you can't take care of the animals. It's therefore it's a very very it's a tzar for the animal. Maybe what do you do? Bring karim, bring pillows, mattresses, and put it under the animal, lifting the animal helping the animal with its comfort. Now, what's the chiddush? Says the Mechaber, we have a halacha we learned in the Gemara, you're not allowed to be mevatel kli mehechan. You're taking a mattress here, now it's going to be unusable because the animal's going to be on top of it. Afal pisha mevatel kli mehechan. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 2, 4, benasin tachtel, avol asal alois, you can't bring the animal out of the ditch, you can't lift the animal, the muksa. So here we see that animals are muksa. Afal gabi, even though I etzar balachayim, I the animal suffering, so to remove the tsar, let me lift up the animal. Remember, muksa is only midrabanan. We're not talking about dairaisas over here. Tsar balachayim is a big machlokes, dairaisa midrabanan. Oster still says the Mishabur Tzaster, the Ainlano Lidmais Gzeris Chacham Zelizet. We cannot compare Gzeris, although normally we're gonna be Matir Muksa for situations of Tsar, for Tsar Balachaim says the Mishabur not. Then he brings the Elio Rabba, Bayin Belio Rabba. That's what we have to get to. So we have to go back on this. Once we see Muksa, we'll go backwards. Bayin Belio Rabba Shevi Diesh Tlaiskim Shemakilin. They all, you know, you can even carry the animal. If you can't use the mattresses, through a guy, for sure you could do it. That's better than the pillows. What do we see from the Elio Rabba? That some hold that it is muksa. And they hold that tsar balachayim, muksa, is going to therefore be not the issue. And you could lift the animal. The Chazon Ish paskins like the Elio Rabba. And therefore, he holds that if it's Tzar Bal Chaim, you are allowed to. How far does that go with Tzar Bal Chaim? We're going to have to see. But there is a machlokes here. There's a kasha. And this is what I wrote on the sheet over here. Because why does the Mechaber write in number five, discussing animals where you're trying to get them from place A to place B? Kol Be'emel Chayavayif, we learned in the Gemara, Medadid and Aysa B'chatzis. You can help it along. You can't lift it up. Tahainu, what are you doing? And you grab it by the neck, so you are touching it. If it's done on the side, you help him move along. It's like a child. You're trying to get the child home. So you're like dragging him along. That's what you're doing with the animal. But don't pick up the animal. The inyan where you're being the muksin hay. The muksa. So what's going on here? The muksa, so you're moving it, but the muksa, and you can't. So the Mishnah Berurah, once again, is going to have to answer a little bit about this Tzar Bal Chaim. Says number 6, Umishim Tzar Bal Chaim. The only reason you're allowed to do this anyway is Tzar Bal Chaim. Dim Leikain, it's also the Chalmidah Loi Chazi L'Tiltul. Geshem Shem Metaltim Kulei, we learned in number 1. You can't be Metaltim Mitzasi. So what are you doing by grabbing it on the side, pushing it along? That's Tiltul B'Miktas, even if you're not lifting the whole thing up. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to do it. Many of the Mefarshim asked the question, why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah bring the Elio Rabba? The Elio Rabba holds that for Tzar Bal Chaim, you are allowed to. So why over here are you not? Why is the Mishnah Berurah just saying over here, or the Mechaber, it's Shver and the Mechaber, or at least Lefi the Elio Rabba? Elio Rabba holds that for Tzar Bal Chaim, you're allowed to, and here he holds you're not allowed to. All right, so the terutzim are, we'll have to see if we can come up with a terutz to answer this question. But right now, let's leave it as a question that we have a machlekes for tzar bal chayim. Are you allowed to help an animal out? And we have this other case of it. We see that the simple answer that I would give you is that we have this option of being medadid. And I say, you have the option of why lift it up? Just push it along. If you have no other choice, then maybe the Elio Rabba would agree that you're allowed to do it because we saw that from the Mishnah Berurah too. Anyway, that's the question that we have to leave in the back burner for a moment here. So now, what is the problem with animals? Why are they muksa? So we have two problems over here. We have one problem, and the Olam will read it along with me. And once again, as I spoke, we've been seeing the last few weeks, there are Mishnah Berurahs that for some reason, I don't know why, the Paiskim don't bring down. So here's another one that you'll help me, you'll tell me if I'm right or I'm wrong. Let's read the Mechaber. Mechaber says like this, Ein reichen al gavi beimo. We learned the Masechtas Bei at the end. You're not allowed to ride an animal. V'loi nitlin alel. Cannot hang anything on an animal. You're using the animal. V'afilu betzidos. Even the side of the animal's up. You can't be mishtamish with an animal. Period. I'm using the animal. I'm not allowed to. Why not? So we learned the Gemara. Because you might ride a horse and you're going to break a branch. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'loi nitlin alel. Why can't I hang anything on an animal? What am I doing wrong? The chol shimash b'balei chayim klolei is included in riding. V'asru and the Gemara and the Chacham asked it. V'afilu, and this is what the two lines that we have to spend a moment on here. Even if there's no concern that you might break a branch, you're in the midbar, the lack is mayra. Oy! How do you read the next words? L'shavshev satinik, you want to take a child, you want to rub. The word shavshev would mean to rub. Agave beima, k'dei l'shasheo yisai. So you're taking it at child there. There's no way you're breaking a branch. You're playing with the animal, or you're doing something for the purpose of the child. Gam kein aser. Why? The light polig. The rabbanon didn't make a chiluk. Meaning, if there's a light plug, even if there's no concern of breaking a branch, there's no concern of that I'm going to be over the avera that's found by a sus, which is what the Gemara is talking about. Ein reichman agabe a sus. We still have the problem over here because light plug. Light plug means that you're being mishtamish with an animal and you're not allowed to be mishtamish with an animal. Clearly, we see a lishav shef a satinik agabe ema. So you're taking the animal, putting it on the animal. Try to figure out what those words, k'dei l'shasheo yisai yisai, what are you trying to accomplish over here? But we'll see. Whatever it is, it seems that even the Mishnah Berurah clearly holds that there's a loy plug, even if there's no, so we cannot be mishtamish with the animal.
Across all animals, even the animal you never ride on. Not only.
Right, so that's what we're going to see. That's what we have to see. So right now, the 9 and 10. So, of course, the g'dayle apayiskim, it's really you always try, especially as a rav, try to understand when someone has this question and a gadol, take up Shlomo Zalman Auerbach or Rabbi Avadi Yosef or some of the other paiskim that do talk about this question. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein mentions also there's a tshuva here from the Rishayim, and some only saw the first tshuva and they didn't see the second tshuva. Always, as I do, it's the same thing. Someone is megala to you that there's a tshuva about this, you look it up. And many times you'll just see one tshuva without seeing the second one, because why would I look at the second one? I'm only told to look at the second one. But for people like the Rabbi Avadi Yosef and others that don't do that, they just read through the whole Sefer, so they know that, you know what, there's another tshuva. Why don't you read the next tshuva and then you'll see. So I will show you, and you see, it, in some ways it makes you feel like we're human beings as a Rav, because I would have done the same thing. You see one tshuva and there's one tshuva that says, okay, it's okay. And I never would have looked. Why would I look at the next tshuva? No one told me to look. I'm not reading all these farim. I don't have time to go start reading every tshuva sefer and reading every tshuva that they wrote. You're going to see that right now. That's exactly what happened in this question, because the Arzarua wrote a tshuva about this. The problem is that a lot of people didn't see that the Rush responded to his tshuva, and the Rush response is in the next tshuva, which is Simon Pei Beis. So Simon Pei Aleph is the Marach Arzarua. He wrote a long tshuva. What he feels about, we'll see right now. And then the next tshuva is the Rosh, his response, which it appears that some Gedolim didn't see. So we will see the Arzarua. He is talking about he's talking about birds in cages, and they're singing birds, and you have them as pets, and you want to play with them, and you want to use them. And that's his tshuva. So he says like this. Let's read number 9. Animals are muksa. Now, they're going to be muksa for two reasons. One is you can't be mishtamish with the animal. And the second problem is that maybe most animals I don't use. If I don't use it, it's like rocks. That's what we're going to see in halacha. What's the difference than a rock and an animal? I don't use either one of them. And therefore, being that they're muksa, so it's for two. Mikomaka nirali. Lahater tiltalifus. I hold you're allowed to move birds. Hametzavtsav and mikol. No. They sing, so they're singing birds, bikluba, in their cage. Now, let's remember, he's talking about a bird in a cage. He's not talking about the bird by itself. I want to move the cage. So I have a bird in the cage. I want to move it from one place to another place. Let's go through the reasons. Is it mishtamish? Now, mishtamish would be, what am I afraid of? That I'm going to break a branch. Now, we said before, we don't have that problem over here. By birds, what's the problem? And he writes, what's the only problem he's concerned with? Dil mishamit gadfayu. What, are you going to remove the wing? Kivin shimnei adam nehanim b'kailam. If you're having hana from its voice, how could it be muksa? Muksa is that it's out of my mind. I don't have a mind to use it. We just learned in Masechtas Beitzah. But here, these birds I do use. I listen to them sing. So to me, why is it different than anything else in my house that is used as decoration? Not muksa machasar and kiss, as we'll shortly see. I'm not talking about an expensive bird that may be afraid to move. But it says the marach or zarua. Midi, why is it any different? And what this word, I don't know what it means, because the others don't say what it means, but in his days it was something called askelukusta, shehilamar, it's like a mirror. The kol umara, if you're allowed to move something that's because I like the way it looks, so why is a bird that's there for kol any different? Linyan mila, very strange raya from mila, because by mila there's no mila, so for linyan Shabbos. Let's leave out why he says that. Say lamad. This is what he says. Any instrument, are instruments muksa on Shabbos? No. They're only muksa, why? Because I can't play them. Why can't I play them? Because I might fix the string that's going to snap. But if not for that, I could use it. It's not muksa. Take a shayfer. Say lamam, mikokli shir, dilav gzeir Hashem atifzik nima, hayim mutta letalta l'sharaben. I would be allowed to use the instrument. I could even play it. So if I could play an instrument, why can't I take a bird that sings and have the bird sing for me? Hold the bird. I can hold the instrument. I can't hold the instrument because I might fix it. He already told me, by birds, what are you afraid of? What am I going to do? I'm going to take off the wing of the bird. I'm not taking off anything from the bird. I'm not being in any way going to lead to Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, it says the bird is not muksa, says the Maharal, which makes sense. It makes sense. Why? What difference is a bird than a picture? I want to move the picture from here to here. Move the picture. It's not muksa. It gives me. I set it aside to give me Hana on Shabbos. I'm using it to make me. Yeah, so
we use an instrument that doesn't have strings. No, because Xera is an old instrument, right?
Very right. Xera is on, but his raya from the instruments is that if you're going to tell me that it's not in, if not for that Xera is a muksa, it's not muksa. So here he already told us that there's no Xera by birds. There's no reason to make Xera.
Do you say Xera is an old balechayim?
Oh, so then you mean mishtamish by old balechayim?
Right.
So that's right. So but he seems to say it's not. He says that the only made Xera you might break the branch, and you're not going to break a branch. Which again, it's not like the Mishnah Berurah, but we have to understand why is the Mishnah Berurah right? So are there places that just end with this? Yeah, we'll see soon. They just say, look, the Ma'akar Zeruah says it's not a problem. So what, a dog shouldn't be any different then. If I have a dog and I want to play with the dog and I got the dog to play with it, so then it should be the same. It's not muksa. What am I doing? I'm not breaking any branches over here. I'm not being mishtamish with the dog. I want to play with the dog. So if I want to play with the dog, why not? But as I mentioned to you, Rabbi Avad Yosef says they didn't look at the next tshuva, and he could say that. He could say, why don't they look further? So, and then you could tell me that if you would have seen the next tshuva, you could say, okay, we have a machlekes here, the Rosh and the Arzeruah. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Obach saw both tshuvas, and because he did see both tshuvas, he has a right to say that. But for all those that didn't see there's another tshuva, that's a question on them. I don't know what they would have passed them if they would have seen the other tshuva. It's not. I'm not questioning why they didn't see it, because why would you look, like I said before? But that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman, who saw both tshuvas, he now will make a decision which one we should hold like. Let's see what happened. So the Ar Zeruah sent to the Rosh. Comes the Rosh, responds. Look at number 10. Val Oifus, your tshuva about birds, Lai Malani Libi Lahatar, I don't agree with you. You can't prove, what does one have to do with the other? If you have a keli in your house, you have a hammer, builds houses, am I allowed to move the hammer to break nuts? Always the example everybody gets. Yeah, you could do it. Why? So there's a way how you could even move it. If you have rocks, can I move rocks on Shabbos? No. I can't move a rock to hold the door open unless I'm a yachid, the rock from now on. Mishum dein taras kli alim. It's not a kli. Hachinami balechayim are not kelim. They're not kelim. What I don't understand what the rush is, yeah, but if I do take a rock, and that rock I do designate la'olam, it's not muksa. He doesn't say that. I'm not sure why. V'yesh l'esa yoyser b'balechayim. This line is the line that they're quoting. The aim mishtamshim bel balechayim, like Abrami says, he says you're not. The Rosh himself says that this is called being mishtabish with balechayim, using it. V'loy plug rabbanim b'balechayim, and they said loy plug, which is what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. So clearly, the Rosh is responding. What we're talking about, Itzik, is if animals are muksa, if you're allowed to play with a dog on Shabbos, can you?
Nah.
What?
I hope not. No animal wants a dog.
So
it's hoping doesn't work.
So the Rosh clearly says aim loy plug rabbanim v'alechayim. Now is the Rosh saying this on his own? Is he bringing a raya from some other place? But clearly we see we have a machlokes here, the Ar Zeruah and the Rosh. The Rosh's response is in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ar Zeruah. It's not in the Tshuvos HaRosh. It's in the Ara Zeruah. So that's why, if someone's going to say, where's the Rosh? This is where the Rosh is. So let's go find others that had questions. It comes along the Halachas Ketanis, and he asks this question. Number 11. Are you allowed to, is a child allowed to play with an animal? You can go to the park, they want to, we're not talking about feeding the animals that don't belong to you. That you can't do. If it's your animal, you feed it. But you go, you want to touch the animals, how are you allowed to do it? Tshuva, he brings Taisus in the Gemara, Bamitziah. Nira de Karele Lusharkli. He's going that the Rosh says that they're not Kalim. He said, who said? Maybe animals are Kalim too, and just like a Kali is not Muksa, so they're an animal still, and he brings a Raya. The Chol Shoy, some Eze Tav Dover, Miyokid Lakach, Kali Mikri. It's called a Kali. Seems to be alluding to my question over there. Why is it different than a rock that I did designate? And I say that this rock should be used to hold open a door. It's not Muksa. So if I say that this animal is there to make me happy, or to make my children happy, and he then goes ahead from the Raya, brings the Medad and Agolam. Say, okay, what are you talking? What's that Raya? I have no idea, because we already spoke about that. There's no other choice, and it's Sabal Chaim. Period. So basically, we stop right here. We see we have a Machloikis. We have the Rosh who holds Aser. We have the Arzarua says Mutter, and we have the Halachas Ketanis that also says Mutter. In the parentheses there, he does bring down the Rosh and the Arzarua. What do our Svarim say about this? Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is the most clear about what the Halach is. Number 12. You're not allowed to touch an animal. When they're alive, they're not roif anything. I guess they had birds to give children, then they would cry. They would give the bird to the child, and the kid would stop crying.
Therapy birds, right?
How do you know about this? To move. Clearly, what do you see? The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, it's all Aser. And therefore, he seems to be going with, clearly, the Rosh. Come, the Mincha Shabbos, one of the more popular Sfarim in Hilcha Shabbos, he does have this question about animals. He wants to know if there's a cat on your table. Can you remove the cat from your table? I guess you have been giving milk to the cats, and now you have cats. So it's Muksa. Are you allowed to remove the cat from the table or not? So, the what?
When you're feeding it.
Doesn't become you. Okay, so that's a Shiloh over here. Right, so you look at the first column over here. It says, in Nizdam, Behine, in Nizdam, in Shachasul, Oim Din Allah Shulchan. You see, you have a cat on your table. Oy bin Makim Shitzarach Lishav Sham. You have to sit down. And they're not leaving. Bein Oiveris, Al Yidei Gari. Usually cats will leave. I guess if you yell at it. Also, the Taltal Biyadai. So he says he can't pick it up. Abel Shichim Shem Demuksa, Mach Maz Gufa, Shasul Tal, Tzarachim Mekayma. Abel Doich Vay Biragla, you want to kick it with your foot. Okay, then anyway, it's mutter. The mutter are tilkel chachiyad. But it's true. He's talking about bird. He's talking about a cat that doesn't belong to you. Oh, if it doesn't belong to you, I wasn't miyachid it to play with. But what about if I was miyachid? Now he goes to the second column and he brings down. This is the question that they ask that he doesn't. He only brings one part of the tshuva. Ta'ayim b'nei Yisrael m'shem aracher zeruwa. Ta'ayifay samitzaz m'kol noyek. Even the b'nei adam noyek and kar. Lav muktzim heim adkan. What about the second tshuva? He only brings that la'alacha, and he says, therefore, it is mutter. And then he writes, look at the next thing. He goes into the next thing, too. I'm not sure what that means either. What did they used to do? They used to take the animals to keep themselves warm. They were cuddled. Right, I guess they're cuddled to keep them warm, not stam, just to cuddle.
Right.
That was it, right. That was the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, same lashon, yeah. That's why I said, you'll see soon what it was, what he meant. Then he says, so he goes, then he brings other tshuvas about this also, where we see that there are others that do have a problem with this, and then he brings down this machlokes. One of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, he passed away a few years ago, his name was Rabbi Yamin HaTzadik. We're going to read his tshuva here, and we're going to see what he says, and then we'll come to the maskana l'alacha l'maisa. His tshuva is, if you have an aquarium in your house, meaning you have a fish tank, small, and you want to move it around on Shabbos. Now let's think. We were trying to answer the Shaila ourselves. Your daughter brings home a goldfish, and it's in a jar, and you want to move it around. So now let's think a second over here. We have a machlekes. So this fish is because I want to look at it, right? I'm not going to use it. I'm not touching the fish, but I'm going to use the jar, and I'm going to move the jar. Now if the fish is muksa, so then the jar is maybe also muksa. It's a basis, it's a base, and then I can't move it. So I'm not allowed to move the jar. If, on the other hand, animals that are there, like we saw from the Ma'arach HaRezeruah, they're there because I want to enjoy looking at it or I want to listen to their sound, so then it's not muksa. If it's not muksa, so then I could move the jar. So it would depend on it. That's why we're going to see when I mentioned, and we're going to see a tremendous Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Although Rabbi Avad Yosef has a tzarchi in Gadol, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach answers a tzarchi in Gadol because of he was medactic in the words of the Ma'arach HaRezeruah. Let's remember, the Ma'arach HaRezeruah was talking about a bird in a cage, and he wants to move the cage. Not the bird, the cage. We'll see. He talks about chisar and kiss. But here, let's read over it. So I'm reading this print where it says, "Sinsenes zechuchas melayim mayim im dogim." So you have a fish tank im dogim linoi. Many people have that. Kivin she asli lizeh ein hadogim muksa. He goes with that sheet. Then I'm muksa. Why is it any different than a picture frame? Umotel letalt, and he brings who? The Nezi Yisrael. The Nezi Yisrael brings the Ma'arach HaRezeruah. Again, he leaves out the other tshuva. Bilakuter amad the motel talta levin sasim mikol. Like Avraham said before, what? Mahamuv Hashem, only because of Shemush. What's the whole problem? Is because I'm not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos. It's not Shaykh by fish. Who uses fish? Shemish Tamish Ben Kla. So does he hold that it's different than a dog? Does he hold that it's different than a bird? Because fish, there's no way it is included in the Gzera. You're not Mishtamish with fish. So how could it be? So mishtamish with fish is out the window. That's not the problem then, the way he's learning. And then he brings a raya. Oh, he wants to talk about eggs we had in the Gemara. Hine taisis b'shabes kos with efroich chai. Have a muksa. You have an efroich which is alive. It's a ma'afag av the efshir boy. So you have a young chick, even though children can play with it. And he brings down taisis. Let's just skip to his conclusion. Emil calls that 4 lines before he ends. To cuddle up, as you all said. The only thing that dogs are, what do you have a dog for? You want to cuddle with it. And it's not diamond to an egg, which is a chick, because there's other reasons what you're going to want to do with it. The whole problem we have is shemesh b'bal chai. Oh, but there's no problem with shemesh b'bal chai. So again, he takes care, he holds no problem at all. Muksa, it's not. Shemesh b'bal chai, it's also not. But what about the light plug? He ignored that we said that there's a light plug by shemesh b'bal chai. I don't care if this animal you can't use or you don't use it. So let's return to my original Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah maybe said light plug on an animal that normally you might use to break a branch. But if it would be an animal, then not. Oh, but what came along? What did the Rosh say? The Rosh clearly says that there's light plug because he's talking about birds. So are you being mishtamish with the bird? Now birds, you could be mishtamish with. They used to use birds to fly, and we're going to see soon with Nayach. Birds were used. But the problem is that for birds, it was never what was the shemush with the bird? It was never going to lead to breaking a branch. The birds broke the branch and brought it back to Nayach. But maybe fish are so far removed from any shemush at all to aser because of shemush, that maybe we don't do. So that would be what I would say. What? Rihanna
took a ride in the fish.
Right. So let's go to Rabbi Avad Yosef after he goes ahead and he says when you have a machlekes rosh and a ma'arach HaRezeruah, he can do this. I don't know, others are not so comfortable doing this, but he says, listen, you're asking me who to paskin like. The rosh is one of the svarim that halach is built on the rosh, and it's not built on the ma'arach HaRezeruah, and the rosh holds its aser, and therefore, number 13 in halacha, imutar letaltal oifai samitavtim kol arav alai. He brings the machlokes, the ma'arach HaRezeruah, Shemat, and the Rosh. Nero, we all like the Rosh. Hayov Rosh, Paisik Meforsim, he's Meforsim, Yochid B'Amdei HaRah, V'Rav, Movik B'Hayrah. So, Rabbi Avad Yosef takes the responsibility and says that we paskin like, we'll see Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't, but he does. Comes Rabbi Avad Yosef now, and I want to show you his kasha, Kusha Gedoyla, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in his ingenious way, answers this question. Number 14, Barisi brings down Rabbi Chaim Noah. Chaim Noah wrote a sefer Ketzayis Hashulchan and Shekasim. Tamegavlin dogim ketanim seich lischuchis. So you have fish in this glass. Imaim lenoi ulitachshit. Mistavro says Rabbi Chaim Noah. Shemutel etaltal klischuchis im hadogim. You can move the schuchis with the fish. Shekiv and shaimdin lenoi lekish rabai. Being that it's for beauty and it's for kish rabai, have a dover shemalachte leheter. So I have this fish, I'm using it because I love looking at goldfish. So I'm allowed to move it. Says Rabbi Chaim, no. The fish itself, Rabbi Chaim, no, agrees, is muksa. I can't move fish. But the jar with the fish, that I could move. And that's what Avadia says. V'ima aslicha, I don't understand. If the Olam has a teretz, you could think of the teretz before Rav Shlomo Zalman will read it. But we'll look at Rabbi Avadia Yosef's question. Saying the Ikaladina, he's wrong. Chenira, he forgot the Arzarua and the Rosh. Clearly you see Rabbi Avadia Yosef compares fish to birds. Because he says like this. What is, if it's muksa, let's go back to the Rosh. It's Aser. Who Adin? Same reason. Leninin Don. Ubedogim Alolu Yesh Lachis Yaiser. Here, even more of a problem. Pen Yetziyim. And I'm going to take them out of the water and then they're going to die. Okay, that's a Zong Zero. That we're not worried about. But comes Rabbi Avad Yosef, compares fish to birds, and he says, how could Rabbi Chaim not hold? You're allowed to move the jar. What do you mean? The fish are muksa. I am not mishtamish with fish, but we said like plug. All animals are muksa.
So Chaim is talking about the jar.
He's talking about the jar, and still Rabbi Avadia said tzarchi and gadol on him because if the fish are muksa, then the jar is muksa too because it's a bosses. How could I move the jar?
The jar is a very beautiful jar. We're not talking about the one that we got in the carnival for the goldfish. It's a beautiful jar, so then it's something that's a davar hetan davras, right?
You know, different than moving plug.
Right, but he still says the ikar is for the fish. No, you just don't have the jar. The jar is there to serve the fish. That's his kasha. I have the jar to serve the fish. I wouldn't.
He's talking about the jar that you would have had on your display even without the fish.
Yeah, but he's not because he's talking about he's talking about a glass keli with. I mean, a whole tank without any fish? How many people have tanks without fish?
Moving fish would be no different than moving flowers off your table, though, the way we work with fish.
But flowers are not muksa. Fish are. That's what we're playing. The flowers itself are not muksa.
Is there just lying around in muksa? No, they're not in
the flowers. No, flowers and amuksa. They're for night. If you buy flowers and amuksa, I move the flowers off my table on the table. A plant which is growing is a big shayla, but flowers and amuksa. I'm allowed to move the flowers. So if I'm allowed to move flowers, yeah. So you're right. I mean, his turrets is going to be a little bit different, but we have to somehow understand whether he agrees that fish are amuksa. We have a jar with fish inside it. Is that better now or is that worse? Or it's the same. Comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman and he says like this. Rabbi Neuer says, I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman, I couldn't find it anywhere else besides what he says, but the logic behind it makes so much sense. He says like this, Mistaver. Rabbi Avad Yosef is right. It is a bosses to the fish. And if the fish is muksa, then the fish tank is also muksa. Mikal makam hayo. All together, what do they create? It's beautiful. I have a fish tank with fish. Say, Maridik, Rav Shlomo Zalman. What's the whole, why are fish muksa? Really, they shouldn't, we said. The whole reason is because he might come to use it. No one uses fish. How comes the Rosh and says, light plug? So far to go to Aser a fish tank, another step, let's remember here, muksa is only Rabbanim. Basis Ladavar Aser is another Rabbanim. To go ahead and say, you know what, let's ask the fish tank because we're going to be mishtamish with Baal Chai, we're not coming in contact with the Baal Chai. That far we should go to ask the fish tank? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, who said? And that's Pshat, Rav Chaim, no. Ain't a chanami, it's a buses. But the whole fish is only Aser because why? Like plug, who uses fish? We don't use fish. We're asking fish because he might use some animal that you ride on, which is a horse. So fish will Aser. Birds will answer, but to go a step further and to say, you know what, we're going to answer the tank too, because of that far, let's read it inside. The tank is good, that's what he's saying, he's arguing. Oh, very good. Oh, let's see. He never would have been machmir. Oh, so now let's see then. Very good, Ephraim. Your kasha. The gamefsha the shamairi. So what about the case of the bird? That's what I said to you before, the bird in the cage. What's going on over there? So what's the Rosh arguing by the bird in the cage? Right? Bird says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shamairi, Ba'ip and Shem Regilim Kol Kach L'Taltal Kol V'Mimakon L'Makon. You don't move it that often. K'maysh Regilim Hayoyim B'dgei Night. So now it's a little of a Daichik. You tell him, the whole Merach or Zeruah, you're telling me it was by a bird singing. You don't move cages around. Okay, maybe it's true. I don't know. Don't know anybody. If someone has a bird in their house, do you move it? But the fish tank, he says, then he writes, Ein echanami. Amnam, as the friar mentioned already before, then it's muktzah yaisachama. Because then it's muktzah. If you have a big tank, Mechel Mitzarim kiss. I'm not moving it. But we're talking about your daughter comes home with a little a cup of the goldfish, a little glass of the goldfish. And he says like this, Chaim Mistava, right after the parentheses, Shein Chalukim Yipir Chaynoi Shemote, as Simcha said. You're allowed to move flowers? V'avshag Ida Fishar Mukza. Mikol Mokam Yachad Amakli V'hamayim Heim Kishut U'mutter Shapa B'tiltil. But like Kasha Klal, Ksoisa Shulchan. So Rabbi Avad Yosef Tzarchi and Gadol is not Shver. You're allowed, according to Rishon HaZalman, you could move. And that's what Rabbi Chaim Noah was saying. I, the bird in the cage, you're not allowed to move the cage. I, the cage, is also a basis, L'davar Aser. Teretz is that the way he's like? That part's a daichik to me. They didn't move it that much. Oh, they didn't move it that much. So then, but the tanks we move. So therefore what? So you move it. Is it muksa or is it not muksa? You're telling me it's not muksa, so why can't I move the cage? I'm not sure what the reasoning behind. Beautiful Svara. But why would the Maracher, why would the Rosh say you can't move the cage for the bird? You can move the bird, I understand. He's telling me you're not allowed. Comes Ramosha. Let's see what Ramosha says. We've got to look at Ramosha Feinstein for the final halacha. Huh? So in there's a number of many people seem to ask him. I don't know. There was no clear answer, but this tshuva here, once again, you'll tell me what you think. What is Ramosha? How clear he is in his response? Lutaltol b'shabes hakliyam dogim tanim. Our shayla, our goldfish. You want to move the tank? Shenasul inoy lekashet abayis. Says Ramosha nera sha'aser. Clearly, we have a Ramosha Feinstein says that it's aser. The balechayim muksin hain. The muksa. What do you mean the muksa? I could designate it. He compares it to the Gemara we had in Beah, Gregris and Smukin. Gregris and Smukin are, you take the grapes and you're putting it on your roof to dry out, and right now it's not ready to eat. And Tosis there says that it doesn't even help to set it aside. It says, Ramosha doesn't help to set aside animals. He doesn't say why. And then he writes, you're not having any flowers in here. The tshuva is so brief and short, it's hard to understand the reasoning behind what he's saying over here. And his raya from Gregris and Smukim to me is also, right now I have an animal or I want to use the animal. The Gregris and Smukim I can't use right now. It's not right to eat. So good, I have in mind that I want to eat it, but it's not right to eat. The animal I want to use. He doesn't get into mishtamish. He just tells me straight out, I can't move the... But you see what his halach l'mais is. His halach l'mais is if you have a glass with a goldfish, not like Rav Shlomo Zalman, but like Rav Avad Yosef, and therefore he clearly says that. But what does Rav Shlomo Zalman actually paskin l'halacha regarding birds? Now, he wrote many, many svarim, and you have to look at... I don't even know why I opened up this sefer that he wrote on Hilchas Refuah, and somewhere else, in another one of his svarim. But there, Rav Shlomo Zalman clearly writes, you could look at Ayin Dalid, Tzipayr Muchidayim Eklavim, Shanashim Elish, and Mevalim, Zman Lehavot, Varik, Regilu Masachich Boy. So he does say it's a waste of time, and people play with it. But Kivin Shetashmishim, who? The Tilta B'makim, L'makim, since people use it and they play with it, Ein Zeh Muksa, it's not Muksa. So he clearly also. Now look at the bottom. I just wanted to show you, Rav Shlomo Zalman did see both tshuvas of the Rosh and the Maracha Zeruah. On the bottom, Pei Zayin. He says, he brings down a marach of the tshuvas ksav yad, kasav maron, ula. He also says, maida. Shlomo Zalman is so honest. They showed him the marach erzeruah. He says, ulam kasha noida li. They showed him the marach erzeruah. I'm moving bedas haras. Re'ishi, I saw that he holds his mutter, verak rosh. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is maida that they showed it to me. And le'rotza lahat eloi, verak rosh. V'zen ageya, so it's very nageya then. To those le'ivrim b'negeil le'kelef sham, he wants to know if blind people are allowed to carry dogs or not. Chaim b'dgei noy le'taltam imakamak v'ula yesh min muksa nikre bal chai. There's a new muksa here. K'may she'esh muksa nikre esh sha'asa b'shabes. So on the bottom, he's not so. I'm not sure. Is he having charata? He says they showed me they did show me the arzaruah. They showed me the rosh, and he doesn't. It seems that he's mesupik on the bottom. He's not la'halach l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, therefore, we have even Rav Shlomo Zalman is a little bit gray in his psak halacha. So the people that tell me, oh, so many people use it, they have what to be makel on, because we see they have a marach arzaruah. Rav Avad Yosef doesn't hold like that, and Rav Moshe definitely doesn't hold like that because he also can't even move it inside the aquarium. So he for sure holds that it's aser. Although I did see in one of the books that they say that they asked Rav Moshe other times, it was a little bit unclear. Halacha l'maisa is as much as we can't frown upon those that do it, but we do see that there's this isser of loy plug. Moving the tank, we have the heter of Reb Chaim Noah. We have machleik isser. Moshe holds you're not allowed to. We have Reb Chaim Noah that holds you're allowed to. Reb Shlomo Zalman holds you're allowed to. regarding blind people using dogs, so then there's what to be make of them, because we see that our placement that holds your lap, they're not, that even though they're holding it, they're moving it, they're putting it on their lap, they're touching it, they're allowed to do it because they have who to be make with. We see that you could be make of. Tzar balachayim, so there's a lot of discussion about what you're allowed to do for tzar balachayim or not, for fish. If you see the Mefarshim, Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva where one of the fish jumps out of the tank, could you put it back in? Tzar balachayim, the fish is dying. If you're telling me that for tzar balachayim, you're allowed to do it, so you could put the fish back in the tank.
Pull on a mezaynes, the fish is going to die. That's sort of what more mezaynes do you have on it?
Right, but he said, but maybe it's tzar balachayim. So Tzvi Pesach Frank holds it's not tzar balachayim, it's going to die. But the other place can say, no, in the meantime, it's tzar balachayim. So they hold you could put the fish back in the water. So they do hold you're allowed to do that. Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's ironic, because Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you see one fish is eating other fish in the tank, you can't remove, so it's tzar balachayim to the fish. You can remove the other fish from the tank, but that could be because it's not tzar balachayim. They're all being eaten up by the larger fish. Bekitzer, there's a lot of discussion about this. One other thing about animals over here, which is nageya to us, especially, I figured that one that I wanted to show the oilam here, a meredika hamikdavar nitziv. Let's just learn one more Mishnah Brura over here. Mem Zayin. Mutter l'shachar kol bal chayim anitzud. According to this, if an animal is caught, you could free it. Ki asur rak tzedas at tzedas asur. V'ilishichruum en amakam shu mokzik by mutter. So if you have, let's say, your screen window, and now you're opening up the screen and the fly is going to move out, is going to fly out, it's muksa. V'vach, l'ika chayse b'yaj, kem bal chayim muksim heim. Shmir Shabbos, as we've been learning, the whole shir, the muksa, it's asur b'totel. Very good. But I want to show you the chiddush here in the next one. Right, this seems to be no chiddush. Can you close during the it's Vizmana car yesterday? You have mosquitoes, you have flies on your screen window. So you want to close the window. But by closing the window, you're trapping the bees and the flies and the mosquitoes. Are you allowed to do that or not? We have to understand why you're allowed to. Kasa v'chayad and the mutalinol. Imein kavanase rak la'atzim in a car. Why? Aye, it's psikresh v'anichol. Even though I write to call but steeds of tzipar, kimen they might say that I write. Ah, he asked the kasha psikresh v'drabanon. Basically, he's telling you like this. When you capture bees, flies, it's anyway only derabanan. Why? Because I normally don't capture those things. So it's ein amina nitzah, it's a derabanan. Psik resha, by a derabanan. Even though it's definitely going to be captured now because I closed the window and the fly is trapped and it's not going to come into the house anymore, definitely you cannot close the window if your intention is because the fly is going to fly into the house. Or the mosquito, that I cannot do. But if my intention is it's cold, and I shut the window, and I see that there's a fly there, I'm allowed to do it. Why am I allowed to do it? So I found Rav Nissen Karelitz explains over here that being that it's not a real trapping anyway. Because even if you close the window, it's trapped cold a little bit. It's called nitzud mitzamtzem. Because it's not going to fly into the house. It's cold a little. He says the Rabbanu were not geyser in such a case. And that's what he explains over here. So you are allowed to do that. Close the window, even though there are flies on the window. If your intention is because it's cold outside or your air conditioner is on and you're closing the window because you don't want the warm air to come into the house, that would be allowed to do, even though you call trapping, but it's secretion and lichol, and it's also not such a complete tzeda, it would be mutter. So I want to show, just to end the shiur with the Davar Agada, so about pets. No one left to have a shiur about dogs itself. But for today, we're just going to focus on the pets. So the Netziv says like this, Mayradik and Netziv, and came across the Netziv, Yesh Lizbanim, Nayach sends two birds out. Lama Shalach Shnei Yifes Halol Dafka Ayrav Yayna. Why the Ayrav and the Yayna? Valayish Harbi Yifes. There are many birds that fly. There are better birds that fly, better than an Ayrav, a raven, and a dove. The Sukash, I mean, 900 Rishas. How did Nayach have a right to send these animals out of the Teva? Didn't Hashem say no one's allowed to leave the Teva unless you go ahead and ask me permission? So look at the Meredik and Itziv. Alkena Yaniru Lefi Apshat. And Itziv always goes with Pshat. The Oyer V'yayin Alalu, those two animals, Lehaya Min Azuga, Shenichna Selech Ezara. All other animals, why did they enter into the Teva? Because they have to continue the species. So Nayach has to bring them in. These two not. What? El B'shul Shei Nayach Lefnei Me'am Abel. Nayach had two pets. Ke'echem and Asarim, Shemin Hagimah, it was the meaning of Chash of the people. Legadol Arvin Vyaina, they had pets, they had ravens and they had birds. Kid Isa Biparakamaf. Now, Vinich Nisugam, some Noyach brings them into the table. Not because Hashem said, bring them into the table. These were his two pets. He brought in his pets that he had from before the Mabul. Kid Isa Biparakamaf, and Vinich Nisugam, Hemel Teva, Bemaimer Hashem, Bo'at Tobacho Be'Secha. It's your house, right? You have pets? You bring your pets with you. You're going into the teva, you got to bring your pets. Kimasha kasalel, by your minig oirev. So he says like this, the oirev, when a person had a raven, hagadol b'bayit, they didn't send it too far. Masha ein kenyayna, darker l'slamed. That was a pet that you would train. They would bring you letters from far. Ulavi b'chazara, he's a dabbi fi al-kein. Kishashalach, he's a yayna, the oirev, I'm sorry. The oirev doesn't go too far. It doesn't go far. It comes right back because that's the derech adar. It's not flying far away. It came right back. The shuv kama pum. The yayna goes very far. Yishlach is a lashon of far, sending away. The mashmish etzrachi went very far. So these two animals, Nayach brought into the teva, they were his trained pets that he used to use in his home. There is a Medrash Kehelis, which we'll have to then continue with this concept of dogs. Ki yeshvarm harbim marbim hevel. We already saw this from Shlomo Zalman. Mayesel Adam says Kehelis Rabbi, ki yeshvarm harbim marbim hevel. Kigoyin, those that raise birds. Chasulas cats, b'chuldois hasnoyin, and certain types of weasels. V'adnei asada, which is another sphere. B'kelav ayam, which is a certain type of a dog. So he only says kelav ayam. My Islahun, says Kehelis, what hana do you have from them? But it doesn't talk about a regular dog. So that is going to be another shir. We're going to talk about it because that seems to be the oilam that has a big discussion about animals these days. And you should know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I could just give you the information both ways. And the oilam can make some decisions about going forward that we do live in a world now that it's very, I'm walking to class. I do walk into class, half the girls already have dogs. Unbelievable.
Aren't there
halachas
about how carrying a leash on
them? So there's a lot. Yeah, no, there are halachas about it. There are halachas.
You're right. You're right.
Exactly. There are halachas. Yeah.